It does not surprise us because at the moment we are trying to improve our relations with the United States. The obstruction of peace in South Sudan is no longer an option now, because what we are doing, we are finalizing the agreement. The lifespan of the agreement is coming to an end. Because as the U.S. State Department knows very well that this is the time we are preparing to go for elections. The agreement is being implemented, and then we also had the issue of the roadmap, which also is coming to an end. And we have, from time to time, we have been in touch. We are trying to change, even working very closely with the United States of America, with the embassy in Juba. We are working very closely on a daily basis. Visa restrictions are referred to who now? Because we have not seen the names.
The statement was clear that this restriction will be applicable to South Sudanese from across the political parties. It's not targeting the government, it's not targeting the people, but it's targeting individuals who are obstructing the road to peace. And they also said that the government has not created an environment for free and fair elections.
These are also not true. We are always in touch with the U.S. officials, including the embassy in Juba. We had made statements several times outlining the issues of the elections. Elections is not about one party show. It is the elections is not for parties. Elections are for the people of South Sudan. And the parties that are interested for elections are encouraged to do so, including the SPLM in the government, including all SPLM-IO and the rest of the other political parties that are signatories to the revitalized peace agreement. All of them, there is nothing that there is one party campaigning.
Honorable Minister, I watch the South Sudan Broadcasting Corporation on a daily basis, and it's an open secret that the SPLM in government is enjoying a lot of airtime on the national broadcaster as opposed to the other parties. When you say the environment is conducive for everybody to campaign, is that the sort of campaign that you are encouraging? One party enjoying airtime?
All the parties are aware that the year 2024 is the year for elections. If other political parties are aware that there's elections, and nobody has prevented any political party from doing whatever they want to do. Nobody has been stopped from campaigning. If nobody has come to this SSBC, as you are saying, that South Sudan government enjoys a lot of airtime on the national TV. If you don't come to the national TV with your program, is it the government of South Sudan to go and bring you from your home, that you come to the TV and tell us what you want? Oh, it is the will of everybody in every party to come up with its program that I got this program.
What about the ban on gathering? Because it's an open secret that if you want to hold any rally, any gathering in South Sudan, you must get an approval of the national security.
At the time of elections like this, I've never seen that also. And nobody even has gone to the national security to ask for the gathering and were rejected. I don't think so. Because it is very clear that this is the time of election. Everybody is supposed to have its own activities.
SPLM in opposition, they have raised concerns about their safety, about their security, about some of their members being prevented from going to their respective constituencies. These are facts that have been there, Mr. Minister. I'm not making them.
I really don't know that this is the true stories. Let us be factual and let us tell the truth. John, I'm here in Juba. I'm no longer in Addis Ababa. I'm in Juba here. There's nobody who is being restricted from going anywhere here in this country.
How about the leader of the SPLM in opposition, who is also the first vice president of the country? Since he landed in Juba, he never left Juba, and it appears like he cannot do so.
Dr. Riak is here. Yes, you are right. He has not gone anywhere. But if you ask him, what really makes you not to travel? He will not tell you that, yes, I'm not traveling. I'm not traveling because I'm restricted. Because to be honest, nobody restricts Dr. Riak. Nobody restricts him, to be honest with you. I mean, here in Juba.
But the members of his groups have come up openly saying that their chairman is a prisoner in Juba.
Which is not true. I'd been hearing this mainly from the Deputy Speaker of the Parliament. And the Deputy Speaker of the Parliament will listen to this interview. He is not telling the truth. And I'm telling you, secondly, again, that he is not telling the truth. If he's telling the truth, let him call me to his office and tell me that this is the ABCD, Dr. Riag is restricted.
There is also lack of freedom of speech in the country, which could definitely impact elections, because during election year, people are supposed to campaign and speak, but there's a restriction on freedom of speech in South Sudan. How do you react to that?
These stories are all really are not being supported by facts. You are asking the same questions that I always tell my other colleagues, other ambassadors who are here. And they always come to me and say, we understand there's a restriction of speech. I told them, the social media of South Sudan is the worst that you can find everybody being criticized. And people who are writing these speeches, criticizing the leadership, are here in Juba. You have never heard that one of them has been arrested because he's written a story against X and Y.
One government parastatal, that is the media authority, has imposed restrictions on who should work as a journalist in South Sudan. For instance, they are saying everybody who is supposed to work as a journalist in South Sudan must have studied media. Is that fair?
Even I have not seen anything like that, because I got people here who are journalists, and these people have never gone to the school of journalism. But they're journalists. The stories that we are hearing about South Sudan are the stories that are coming from outside. But these stories, when you come to South Sudan here...
This is not from outside, Honorable Minister. I normally go to South Sudan and I go and apply for accreditation at the media authority, and I work with colleagues who are South Sudanese who have not studied media, and the media authority declined to give them accreditation. I'm not making any story here. This is a government institution refusing to give a South Sudanese national access to do his work.
I'm not aware of that. But if that happens, let us find out exactly why this has happened, and whether it exists or not. Let us also find out the facts, because my job here, I have to find facts, because I really want to be honest and sincere, so that whatever is being said about South Sudan, we have to be really educated about it, because some of the stories we are even taken by surprise. Like now, this one of the media, the one that we are talking about. I'm not aware of that these things exist.